This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I saw Caleb, I want to say, it was after the Johnson hire, and it was maybe early February, I want to say, and I did ask him if, you know, he obviously, like, you know, when he came out and he was drafted and they called his name, you know, he wheeled around that corner and you saw him scream, just let out that huge exhale, that release, and I did ask him whether, you know, the scream that he let out when Ben Johnson was hired was similar in terms of emotion. I think it was. I think he's pretty excited.
Score evenings, weeknight 6 till 9.
Well, we learned from that gentleman right there, that is Seth Wickersham of ESPN, who wrote a book, and part of the book is a segment in which he talks about Caleb Williams and his father, and, you know, Caleb coming pretty close too, but his father Carl looking for every way around circumventing going to the Chicago Bears. His father Carl Williams straight up said, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears." He told that to several agents reportedly in 2024. He called the rookie cap unconstitutional, but eventually Caleb Williams came around. He said, "I can do it for this team." That would be the Bears. And he also said, "I am going to the Chicago Bears." He didn't want the heat of having to ditch the Bears or nuke the Bears, as it was put to Seth Wickersham. And the question that he was asked there, the response that he was giving, he was asked if he has talked to, if Caleb Williams has spoken to Ben Johnson since that all went down. It sounds like, and we could tell, like Ben Johnson seems to be, Caleb Williams seems to be very pleased with the idea that Ben Johnson is now his head coach. And, you know, this article just shows, like, I was celebrating to begin the show because it just is a display of, like, we should be celebrating the fact that it came pretty close to the Bears not having Caleb Williams, or it just being an even better, a bigger headache than it had felt like. And I talked about this earlier too. Go back if you want to hear me go off a little bit. Go to the 6 o'clock hour where I was kind of like manic. I was two-faced. It was like the first part I was celebrating because, you know, we got the Pope and Caleb Williams chose to stay with the Chicago Bears. But then there's some parts that really made me angry, like the part where Caleb supposedly had to watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Nobody told him how to watch film. And I don't want to get all worked up again talking about that, because that is a straight up football sin. So here we go now. The timing is perfect here because Ben Johnson, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, was on the Colin Cowherd show today, The Herd, and naturally he was asked about everything that was going on. Here it is.
So all human beings are the same in one aspect. If you're afraid of flying and you're on a plane, and the minute turbulence hits, where does your mind go? back to your fears. So I reported a year ago, Seth Wickersham reported it today, that Caleb was worried about the history of the Bears offense. And so you didn't inherit it. That's not your issue. You don't care about that. But there is a psychology, Ben, that's true. He goes into a two-week losing streak, and it's turbulence on a plane that he was scared to fly anyway. How do you ensure that when there are bumps in this division, and there are bumps for him, that those fears that are now reported of, oh, man, this organization and quarterback, he's had those. That's okay. Some installed by his dad, whatever. How do you ensure during the turbulence of this season, and there will be, your division's too good, there's too many good teams on the schedule, how do you ensure he doesn't lose faith and belief in your system?
Well, you talk about fears, and I don't see it quite the same way. I see this as what a great opportunity we have to do something that really has never been done. There hasn't been a 4,000-yard passer here in this franchise, and I think Caleb's going to be the first one, and one of many years, many seasons to come where he's able to accomplish that feat. So I see a chance for greatness here for him. He's been communicated that way, and he feels the same way. I don't know what's going on prior to him joining the organization, but he is very proud to be a Chicago Bear. That's what our conversations have included, and he's really excited to get to work right now and be the best version of himself for 2025. There's no question we're going to face adversity. Both he will. He's not going to. We want to see growth from here to here over the course of the season. It's not going to be linear growth. It's going to be a little bit of ups and downs and stair steps along the way. But we want to see from game one to game 17 that we're getting better as a whole. And that's not just him. That's us as a team as well. So I'm excited. That's what makes coaching fun, is when the hiccups occur, when the adversity strikes. How do we respond to it? That's when you find out who you are as a man.
And a pretty good start there by Ben Johnson responding to something obviously was not on his watch. And he said it in the nicest possible way. I'll say what he probably wanted to say. Dude, that wasn't me, man. I'm here to fix things. I'm the fixer. I'm the guy, like, and I said it earlier, like, but Ben Johnson may be temporarily saving the Bears organization, or this version of the Bears organization.
And can you imagine if Matt Eberflus had to answer that question? I just thank God. Thank God. Thank the Pope. Because there's one thing I'm confident about with Ben Johnson. He's not an idiot, and he's a competent speaker. We don't know how good of a head coach he'll be, but he's not an idiot, and he can confidently stand up and answer a question like this, and it's fine, because after that they just moved on.
Right. And I will say this, like, most coaches and GMs, like Ryan Poles, had a very passionate version of, I'll just generalize it as, that wasn't me, that was not on my watch. Hey, I know that things have been really bad around here. That's the past, man. Like, I don't want to hear about all that stuff. Hey, I mean, it was similar with the Cubs. Like, every new manager that came to the Cubs had to answer the question about 100 years and why things have sucked so badly. And there was versions of that, too, always with Cubs, man. Hey, that wasn't me, man. Don't look at me. Dusty Baker said something like that. Lou Piniella. Like, why is everybody asking me about all that? Go Cubs, win! Oh, boy. And then it just kind of went. I mean, hey, Lou did have two really good regular seasons in 07 and 08, but was swept by the Arizona Diamondbacks and the LA Dodgers in 07 and 08. And all these coaches, Cubs managers, Bears head coaches, walk out of town shaking their heads, not knowing what the hell hit them. And I think up until now, this very moment, Ryan Poles may have even been feeling some of that. What the hell just happened? Two 10-game losing streaks, and people are saying that I'm going to be fired? You want to fire me? What's going on here? So Ben Johnson, I think, has a lot to do with calming things down with the Bears. Imagine if the Bears didn't have Ben Johnson right now. Imagine if they had to go to plan B, which is where the Bears always end up going with their coaching. If they had gone to plan B, as in guy we hadn't heard of, like, don't tell me you'd heard of Matt Eberflus before Matt Eberflus came here. Don't tell me you heard about Mark Trestman before Trestman came here. A lot of people didn't even know much about Lovie Smith, even though Lovie Smith was a defensive coordinator before he came here. It's like, oh yeah, that guy in St. Louis, yeah, he's pretty good. Sounds like a nice guy. So yeah, there's just so many layers to this. And yeah, I talked about the scam that was Hard Knocks earlier, and the showing of Matt Eberflus huddling up and going through plays with Caleb Williams. Get the hell out of here with that. And I said that in real time. And now I'm thinking about Hard Knocks in general. You know what the best part about Hard Knocks was? Like, the whole thing, and it gave me goosebumps, and I know it probably gave Bears fans goosebumps, but the only thing that holds for me still, because I do believe that Caleb Williams can be good to great to elite in this league, especially now that Ben Johnson is here, is that very last scene where Caleb is sitting on the bench in training camp, and obviously because it's Hard Knocks, and they kind of make it slow motion, and they just show him kind of a slow motion breath, and then I don't remember if it faded to black or if they just went
it
to
did.
The
yeah, it, did. It was the breath, and then it faded.
Oh.
It was a breath with a simultaneous cut to black and then the credits.
I might, when I go home tonight, I might go watch that just because that makes me feel good. And it gave me goosebumps at the time, and now even thinking about it, because it felt like at that moment you had the guy. I still think the Bears have the guy. It's going to take a lot of work. And again, this ain't all on the coaching staff. Caleb Williams has some things that he still has to work on to be a better quarterback. But I will say, there, Your Honor, there is much more evidence that is in play here.
You want to hear it right now?
I do want to hear it right now. Yes.
There we go. There we go. Let's focus. Just going to have to.
Oh, my God. I love that. Oh, my God. The slow-mo. Here we go. And it was so subtle and beautiful. Play it again one more time, and then I'm going to move on. One more time. I got to hear it, Studs.
There we go. There we go. Let's focus. Just going to have to.
Oh, that was so good. So dramatic. Oh. Just absolutely love it. By the way, texters, lots of good texts have come in tonight. I just haven't had time to interact as much as I'd like. After this segment, coming up in about 8:25, 8:30 or so, I'm going to read a bunch of text messages. 312-644-6767. If you got a question, a comment, I will answer as many questions as possible. I will read your comments, and I will react. I want to play one more cut here from Ben Johnson on The Herd on Fox Sports 1. Is that the Parkins channel? Is Parkins on that channel?
I believe. I think that Coward is on right after them. No, wait, there's the show with Chase Daniel. That's on after Parkey. Because Parkey is the morning.
Parkey?
And then Park, however you want to call
him. Parko, Parkins.
Danny. They're on in the morning, and then afterwards it's that show with Chase Daniel. I can't remember the name right now. Yeah, and then it's right. Coward, I believe.
Okay. All right. It was really good to see Danny Parkins the other day. I hung out just to see him in studio to go on with the afternoon show. And I gave him a big hug. He's doing the radiothon. And I'm really blessed to get to go on with him. He did ask me to do, because he and I have been doing the overnight on that thing, which has been a blast. But I asked him if he could promote me to the evening show and have somebody else do the overnight. He's like, yeah, I could probably do that. So, yeah, so I'm going to be doing that with him. I'm looking forward to seeing old Danny boy back here
Fight
again.
Fight Club. R.I.P. Louis Anderson. Wait.
So here is Ben Johnson on, what cut is this again? I scribbled it down and I can't read it.
Can't read your own handwriting?
Yeah, it's good stuff here. Good radio.
So, yeah, all right. Coward asked if Ben Johnson has seen the special out of Caleb so far in practice.
Yes, here it is.
That's every day. Oh. That's every day we're out there. Routes versus air. We're changing maybe some footwork and some coaching points with what we're working through right now. But today it was a post route that he probably threw it 60 yards right on the money. A few days ago, it was a it was a keeper. He's out of the pocket going to the left, and he just able to flip his hips and fling that thing right on the money. So he's got such great God-given ability that we're looking to tap into. You see it every day right now. And the, like I said, it's going to be more fun once we get the competitive nature of offense versus defense a little bit and OTAs.
I love it. Johnson on the Herd. Have you seen elite stuff? Every damn day? Yeah, every damn day. He's seeing elite stuff. I'll say, I mean, look, I was at every OTA and the mini camps and the training camp last year, and you can go back and listen to my reporting. I mean, there was the overriding factor was Caleb Williams struggled in training camp, I thought, on the overall, but there was always one or two plays where you're like, oh, okay, I see you. I get it. I understand the hype. Now, you need more of it because on the overall, I thought it was a below average training camp for Caleb Williams, just relative to expectations. But Ben, now, not every day necessarily, but most days he would do something that reminded you of why so many teams were so hyper for the services of Caleb Williams. And by the way, the team that Caleb Williams and his father really wanted him to go to was the Minnesota Damn Vikings, because he loves their head coach. He loves what has happened there. And I don't think the Bears, I mean, look, give Ryan Poles credit and the organization, because they were like, nope, we're still, despite all the bleep that the Caleb and his father could have put the Bears through, Ryan Poles was like, no, yo, we're still going to take you. You're still going to be on this team. So it's going to be really, I mean, I think we're all probably at the point where, and we're getting close, believe it or not, like it's May 15th today. Training camp is a few months away. We got it next Wednesday. I'll be reporting from Halas Hall. There will be an OTA. We'll see who's all there and how things look and what is going to go down on the offensive line. And we start to see it with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, and hopefully a transformation of not just Caleb Williams, but of the offense in general. And it's funny, man. Like the I did not go to the rookie minicamp because I was out of side bit at the score, but there's still, like, everybody still kind of has their opinions on the offensive line and who is going to end up playing where. Is it going to be Darnell Wright at left tackle? Could Ozzie Trapillo actually start at left tackle and you leave Darnell Wright on the right side? I know Chris Emma is pretty married to the idea that it's going to be that Trapillo will be the right tackle. I think that he said that. Yeah, I think he said Trapillo. No, yeah.
Yeah, he said that. Yeah. He said that he believes Darnell Wright's going to be the left tackle, right, and Trapillo's going to be the right.
Yeah. I mean, and I will say this. I mean, I and some other reporters were told that, and I asked the question to a Bears official, is it a real thing that Darnell Wright could play left tackle? And the answer was a succinct yes. Yes, that is a possibility for the Bears, and we should all feel good about what's going on in the interior of the offensive line, and these are things that Ben Johnson needed to work with. But yeah, there's going to be all sorts of things, and I mean, I love the conversation. I love the conversation about, oh my God, how is Ben Johnson possibly going to work with all these weapons and keep everybody happy? When you really think you are at that point, then you're at a really good point. Now, we've probably exaggerated a little bit because there's this sort of assumption that Colston Loveland is going to be really good. There's an assumption that Luther Burden is going to be really good, and they're just going to be weapons. They're going to have this excess of riches to go along with Roma Dunze going into his second year. Obviously, DJ Moore is still here. Cole Kmet is still here. But a lot of these guys still got to be developed. I truly hope it gets down to the point where we're hearing players, like, not to where it gets really bad, but we're hearing players whispering to us, the reporters, saying that they're not getting their share of the footballs. I really hope that that is the case. And
I think as long as, real quick, sorry, Greg.
Yeah, that's all good, buddy.
I think as long as the team is, what I've found now, don't get me wrong, there are exceptions. Stephon Diggs is a guy like this. As long as they're winning games, that shouldn't be a big issue. And, like, from what I've seen not just with the Bears, just around the league. Again, there are exceptions. Stephon Diggs is a guy. I think that even, you know, Randy Moss was a guy that always wanted to his share. Terrell Owens, guys like that. And granted, Hall of Famers, they have every right to say, I want the ball.
But I
think as long as you're winning, it won't be a big problem.
Right. You're right. And that's a great point, because that's when it gets ugly and things start to come out and guys become unsatisfied and then maybe they don't show up to certain things and all of that. And we've all seen it before. When we return, a couple of things. We've got a whole bunch of things, actually, that we're going to bring you here in the final about 45 minutes of the show. When we return, get your text messages in, because I'm just going to fire through them. 312-644-6767. I'm going to catch up on your text messages. We're going to play my little face-off from earlier this week with Sean King, the former quarterback, who did predict correctly that Jaden Daniels would be better quicker than Caleb Williams. But we got into it just a little bit, and I want to hear what Studs has to say about it, and then I'll tell you what I think about it. So we've got that, your text messages, and guess what we are going to do? You keep hearing little bits of Seth Wickersham, who was on the Raheemi and Harris show earlier today, talking about Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams. Wrote the book, and a big part of it is, at least very important to us around here, centering on Caleb Williams. We will play in full form, in full context, that interview for you at about 8:45 or so. But next, more Bears and your text messages here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fight, 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 fight.
Oh, we'll get to the fight. Stand by for the fight. This is a rock song, by the way. Strong. Bart Garotti here with you for a little while longer. Coming up here, you're definitely going to want to hear it because you've been hearing little bits of it throughout the night here on the show, but we are going to play the entire interview from Raheemi and Harris today. The two did a wonderful job talking to Seth Wickersham, of ESPN about a segment in his book about Caleb Williams and Carl Williams, and the Bears coming really close to not having Caleb Williams on the Chicago Bears. So that's coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. To the text line, I promise you guys I'd fire through some of these texts, and I'm going to do it. 847, Brother Groats, with your experience, I'd be 10 times as jaded as you. That's saying something. Ha ha. And he says, we must aspire to be happy. I think this might be it. I haven't been this optimistic in a while. Bears. Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. We do get, I'm sure, hey, there's probably a lot of jaded fans out there. Jadedness is not just for reporters. But I've said it before, and I'll just say it again. Like, if I wasn't doing the job that I did, like, someday when I retire, I'll go back to being a Bears fan. I'll just spend all out. Go Bears. Like, it's going to happen. For now, I try to be as objective as I possibly can, and I still love covering the Bears, and I think I've expressed it pretty well. I love game day and being at Soldier Field and the whole experience of the NFL. A15, everybody needs to remember and realize that Caleb Williams didn't have a banner year at USC in 2023. Yeah, been noted for sure. I mean, heck, the first game, honestly, that I watched with Caleb Williams that year was the Notre Dame game, and he did not look good in the game against Notre Dame. And like I said, as bad as things were for the Bears and the coaching staff and all the voices that he had to deal with and dysfunction in the organization and all of that, some of it does still land on Caleb Williams. He still does have to get rid of the ball a little bit more quickly. Some of that is coming up here in just a second. 815, Cubs can't fall asleep on the White Sox series. Kids can play. I don't think they deserve the kids can play motto yet. That was in 2000 under Jerry Manuel, right? 2000. And yeah, the kids could play that year. Those kids never encountered a 100 loss season. So I'll wait a little while. Like I said, I've been watching the White Sox, and yeah, there is some promise with the White Sox. I loved, you know, Chase Meidroff has had his moments when he's not letting balls go off his head. Jonathan Cannon was really good. Shane Smith might be an all-star. He might be the best starting pitcher in Chicago at the moment. Edgar Carroll, very promising, too, for the White Sox. So there's all sorts of things to track, I would just say, when it comes to the White Sox. 7:08. This is a little clearance per a conversation we had earlier, because I was talking about Scotty Podsednik, and then it would be Tadahito Oguchi coming up and pushing the guy, like pushing the ball to the right side. Podsednik, who had probably already stolen second base, would then go to third. And then I was like, was it Jermaine Dye batting third, or was it Paul Konerko batting third? Yes, it was definitely Jermaine Dye batting third. Thanks for playing along with us from the 7:08, and Paul Konerko fourth. I think I did. That's what I had surmised. That's what I think I had right. Yeah, another 847. Grody, you are 100% correct. There were blackout games back then, and not only that, but back in the 70s and 80s before that, Brett Favre Packer fans were defecting. They were still sold out, but they were, you know what, I'm not going to read the rest of it because there's some words missing and things like that. But yeah, that, like I said, like when I was a child and Bears games would be blacked out because Soldier Field didn't sell out, they wouldn't put the game on TV, and my little boy brain couldn't comprehend it. Mom, do something. Dad, Hal, somebody, please do something. What do you mean I can't watch the Bears? Radio? I gotta listen to the what? You gotta be kidding me. 847, hey Grody. It's a Brody. I got a Brody. Every once in a while I get a Brody. Hey Brody. I'm cool with Brody. Did you move back to the city? Thought you were Oak Park homies with Ramirez. Yeah, I did. Gabe Ramirez just became insufferable. It was not gonna happen for both of us in Oak Park. No, I actually did. I had a great year in Oak Park. I really loved Oak Park, and I had terrible management where I live, so I decided that I was going to leave Oak Park. I still looked around Oak Park, came close to getting a place, a different place in Oak Park, and then guess what happened? I was like, let's go look in the city again. Started looking at places in the city. I'm like, you know what? I want to be back in the city, so I'm in the South Loop, and I don't regret it. It's just, I belong in the city, studs.
There's an actual episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia about this type of thing where two of the guys, Dennis and Mac, they get a little condo basically out in the suburbs, and uh-huh. They've lived in the city their entire life. And Frank tells them, You guys are city scum. You'll never make it out there. And they don't.
That's me, man. I am single city scum. And I realize that about myself. Like, until further notice, I am a straight up just a city of Chicago person. You know me. You know the person. I'm the guy walking around with the backpack and the cap on and the shades on and the good walking shoes and walking really fast, trying to get around the people that are walking slowly.
There's nothing worse than slow walkers in this. I just can't take it.
Get
moving.
They're allowed to do that. What you can't do is stop. You can't stop. And that's where I get angry at people. And I feel like...
You're right about that.
Yeah, yeah. And then you are entitled to walk as slow as you possibly
want. Well, and look, the elderly people, little people with little kids, with strollers. All right, fine. You know, I'm not judging. The able-bodied among us, get it moving.
Keep it moving.
And definitely, either way, no matter what, don't stop in the middle of the damn sidewalk.
What are the rules, too, for... Because I understand this. Like, lots of people love to visit our beautiful city, and oftentimes on the bridges, they want to take pictures. And so, like, I'm always happy to stop for those, like, when they're taking the picture, because if somebody doesn't stop, they're never going to get the picture taken, especially if you're walking on Michigan Avenue. But then they abuse their time and they take 500 pictures and eventually, studs, I gotta walk in front of your picture now because I tried to be patient with you, but you wanted 5 or 6 angles. That's not gonna happen.
I think you gotta make it quick. If you're gonna do that, make it quick. Try to get out of. I get you don't want to necessarily hold your phone over the railing of the bridge. I get that, but you know, if you can, try to get out of the way. And, you know, stand up against the railing, try to do that. If you're, I get, you know, hey, the Michigan Avenue Bridge looking out towards the lake is a wonderful view.
You should take pictures of it. Absolutely.
Take a picture of that, but get out of the way as much as you can because that's a busy bridge.
Amen. Just keep it moving. Do not take advantage of the time that I have allotted for you to take the picture. Last text here before we get to the fight. Yes, Grody, we talk about it all the time. This is from a fan. 815. We want noon games. Most Bear fans can't make it to a Sunday night game. Too many old styles. No, I get it. It's like you watch the Bears, you've had about 10 or 11 old styles, and then after the loss, you're doing shots. And I'm looking right at you, Adam Studzinski. No, I'm just kidding. You're doing drugs. All right, let's... No, I'm kidding about that.
I mean, alcohol's a drug.
That's true. Hey, and there are some drugs now. Marijuana is legal in the city, so it's okay. All right, we have to get to my showdown. That is really not
smoke
a showdown.
Weed every day.
I wouldn't call it a showdown. It was a little disagreement that I had with Sean King, who I like very much and really appreciated what he said last year, because he was right that Jaden Daniels was going to be ahead of Caleb Williams in terms of development. Here's how it went down earlier this week on the Raheemy and Harris show.
The number one thing Caleb has to be willing to do is humble himself. Mm. Jared Goff was a system quarterback under Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson designed the plays. Goff got in the room with Ben. They knew how to attack the defense. If you look at their explosive plays, not a lot of them are off platform, out of structure. A lot of them are Jared taking the proper drop, throwing the ball in rhythm, on time, with accuracy, and allowing his playmakers to do the rest. Caleb has to get to a point as a quarterback where he's willing to submit. I have to trust my teammates. I have to trust that if Luther Burden's in motion, I can throw him the ball in the flat, he'll make somebody miss. Caleb has to get out of this habit where the only way we're going to get explosive plays is if I pump the flat that's open and then get the safety to move, then I'm going to come back and throw the backside corner. Like, he's got to submit to becoming a system quarterback, then allow his talent to get him out of situations that are untenable.
I do think, though, that he tried to be that. You used the word trust. Early in the season, he was talking about it, too. He wanted to be a pocket quarterback. He would stand back there.
It was almost stuck.
Go back and look.
I'm saying that because
he would stand back there.
Say that.
He would stand back there, and the pocket would just collapse around him, and he would go down because he didn't trust the offensive line, because the offensive line was not trustworthy. And I think that he then decided that, yes, he was going to go more off platform. But if you watch those early games, he was standing there to a fault, I thought.
You know what you sound like? you sound like one of those parents who swears that their kid is getting mistreated in school. And I'm trying to tell the parent, listen, he has missed 15 days in the last month. That might be why he's failing all his classes. You can't make mistakes for the quarterback not getting rid of the ball on time.
Can I finish? Please, can I finish? Okay, I'm finished.
That is former NFL quarterback Sean King. I am Mark Grody. Here's what I took exception to mostly, and then Studs, I want to really quickly before we get out of here, hear what you think about the fight. You can be the neutral arbiter of how this went down. When he said he needs to humble himself, that's the part that like. Of course, Caleb Williams needs to get rid of the ball more quickly, but the idea that Caleb Williams was pushing back before the season even started about the idea that he couldn't be a pocket quarterback, that people were comparing him to Justin Fields. He didn't want any part of that. He did submit. He did humble himself. The offensive line proved to not be trustworthy. You didn't have Nate Davis. You had Tevin Jenkins, but he was injured in a lot of the games. You had, God bless Coleman Shelton, you had a guy that you never thought was going to be the center going into this season. You had Braxton Jones, who was injured towards the end of the season, and darn all right, I'll give him credit. But we all watched games last year. They were not trustworthy, and damn it, he did stand back there in that pocket, and you would just see them like this big amoeba coming around him and smothering him. And there were times where I was like, get the hell out of there. Like, get rid of the ball or get the hell out of there, go off platform. So I stand by that. Studs, what did you think?
I think, first of all, props to you for not backing down while Sean King was trying to interrupt you.
And, that's right.
And I think this is your practice in Bears press conferences, not backing down.
I'm trained.
When someone else is trying to get a question
right,
in.
Right,
so,
right.
And Sean eventually let you make your point.
Yes.
And you guys still disagreed.
Uh-huh.
And I think you both have good points. I think, like, I lean a little bit more towards you
okay,
on this
okay.
one. Like,
you don't have to, by the way.
I think because the idea that Caleb needs to humble himself or that Caleb is strictly this big game hunter. He is in a sense, but I go back to even last year when his personal quarterbacks coach was on the score saying what Caleb craves is structure. He wants to be a guy that's in the pocket and is not necessarily, like, he wants to make big plays, but he craves this structure around him. And I think he's going to thrive in Ben Johnson's office because it's going to provide this structure that he's so desperately wanted, even under Lincoln Riley, because there's stuff that Lincoln Riley did at USC that is not necessarily was more towards, okay, Caleb, it's this air raid offense, right? But, like, hey, it's a lot of shotgun. We're throwing the ball all over the place. And I think that Caleb is desperate for what Ben Johnson is going to give him.
Right. And look, I mean, the idea of, you know, again, going back to the needs to be humbled, I mean, this was a conflicted quarterback at times, obviously with a bad, now in retrospect, with a bad offensive coordinator, a bad head coach. Look, man, he has not been called the generational quarterback, the greatest draft pick since Andrew Luck or Trevor Lawrence or fill in the blank because of being a system quarterback. It's because of the off-platform stuff. And I get it. There has to be some ABCs before we blast off to that, and I do believe or hope for the Bears' sake that Ben Johnson can provide that. Okay, we're going to take our final break. I think we're saying goodbye here right now because coming up next, we are going to bring you the great Seth Wickersham interview from Mahimi and Harris talking about Caleb Williams and his father, Carl Williams. You're going to want to hear all of that. So I will say to everybody that listened, thank you. Thanks for the text messages. Didn't take any calls tonight. We just had too much going on, but I appreciate the interaction I got with you guys. Follow me on Instagram. I hang out on the gram, Mark_Grody. My Twitter is so confusing. I'm at Grody Sports. If you want to hang out there, I'm still trying to get the old Twitter back. One of these days it's going to come back, and I'm going to be a very happy person. But thank you, too, to Marshall Harris for coming on the show. You can listen to him tomorrow on Raheem and Harris starting at 10 a.m. I actually will get to join those guys at 11 a.m. Thanks to Scott Baer. Great hit with him at 7 o'clock, the Bears Insider for the Marquee Sports Network. Also, his podcast on the Marquee Sports Network as well. Definitely worth checking out, and a great job, as always, by Adam Studzinski of putting the show together. I'm Mark Grody. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Seth, we're just so curious because this came out of nowhere in terms of we're moving on with Ben Johnson as the head coach, Caleb Williams getting a fresh start after what had to be a frustrating rookie year in which his team lost 10 games in a row. And so much was unearthed here in these quotes that you got both before the draft and I guess the update when you talked with Carl Williams again after that rocky rookie season. Help us understand exactly what Carl's mindset was and why he wanted his son to avoid playing for the Chicago Bears and ultimately what changed their minds.
Well, look, I think that Carl is a very astute guy and we can talk about, you know, the unhinged quarterback dads all we want, but there's like a point to this and that's that a lot of the success for quarterbacks depends on luck and it depends on your employer. And he wanted his son to have the best chance of success and to go to a team that, you know, had an established and innovative offensive mind. And, you know, he wanted to try to figure out ways for that to happen, whether it was, you know, he tried to find like any loophole he could. He consulted with lawyers, people like Marvin Demoff, Archie Manning, who helped do a little bit of that with Eli Manning back in the day. They considered whether to sign with the United Football League, you know, for a year and then be if that would let him be an unrestricted free agent now. But as it got closer, it was just clear that their options were limited. You know, the only thing he could really do was return to school. He didn't want to do that. And so they went forward with the draft process. He went to the combine. He met with the Bears and he met also with Kevin O'Connell, head coach of the Vikings. And he really vibed well with O'Connell, so much to the point where he kind of started to dream of working with him. Obviously, that was a real long shot because the Vikings are a divisional rival, and I don't think the Bears were going to trade Caleb or the pick to a divisional rival. So it kind of left it to them as like, you know, what are you going to do? And Ryan Poles, the GM of the Bears, told Caleb, we're drafting you no matter what. And so really his only option was to try to do what Jack and John Elway did in 1983, and that's, you know, go after a city and make it, the situation untenable, Carl Williams was ready to do it if that's what his son wanted. But at the end of the day, Caleb didn't want to. And as he told me, I wasn't ready to nuke Chicago. And, you know, after he visited the Bears, he came back and said, you know, I can do it here. I want to be a Bear.
I think, Seth, a lot of the way this is constructed, the reports from Carl to you,
mm-hmm.
they take a lot of blame off of Caleb Williams. And I, you know, obviously that's how we're reading it at face value. And I know that he has that reputation of wanting to do everything he possibly can for us. So we knew all about the team that Caleb had around him leading up to this draft. What was the sense you got as far as when he was telling you these things, the intent? Was it an honesty? Was it candor? Was it the fact that he's lamenting the fact that he's here? What do you think it was?
I don't know. I mean, I spent time with, you know, Carl and Caleb before his final season at USC. You know, obviously Carl and Caleb to a certain extent were thinking a lot about the draft in the lead up to the draft. So a little bit of a ongoing conversation. And then, you know, I just kept reporting on it. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's a boring answer, but it's kind of how it is.
What about the piece where you talk about Shane Waldron and Caleb mm-hmm. Williams not knowing if he could do that, if he could work yeah. with Shane Waldron? What point did that conversation take place? We're just trying to draw a timeline, because obviously Shane Waldron lost his job, as did Matt Eberflus mm. later on in the season. Can you give us some type of timeline?
Well, so when Waldron was brought in, I think that the collective reaction from the Williams camp was a little underwhelmed. And then they met, and, you know, and Caleb's actually spoken publicly about this, but, you know, he was kind of wondering how they would vibe. And I think it was fine, but he really vibed with Kevin O'Connell. And Kevin O'Connell obviously played quarterback. I think he was a 4-year starter at San Diego State. He played in the NFL for a bit. He's an outstanding offensive mind. And, you know, it really got Caleb energized. But I think as the process went on and he visited the Bears, you know, I think he was energized by the idea of helping being part of the process to turn that team around.
And then also same kind of question with the timeline. You describe him watching film, but had no mm-hmm. one to guide him and tell him what to watch. At what point of the season was that? Because, this is a guy who's now on his third play caller with Ben Johnson taking over as head coach. I'm just curious as to when he started to realize he wasn't getting what he thought he needed.
Yeah, it was early on and during the season. I think that you know, he said publicly he wanted to be coached hard. And I don't know if he quite felt that way, you know, once the season was going. And I think that he's really eager for Ben Johnson to coach him hard and to challenge him. And that quote stands out, and it, you know, it makes you shake your head at what's going on in the NFL at times. And, you know, that happens quite a bit. I hate to say it. It's such an indictment on the league, especially the game's most important position. But, like, you know, Alex Smith has talked about it, and I talked about that with Caleb, where, you know, he was the number one pick of the draft. He goes to a team, and he's watching film by himself. No one taught him how to watch film. And so when he, later on in his career, goes to the Chiefs, and they draft someone by the name of Patrick Mahomes, you know, Alex Smith really took it upon himself to teach Patrick these things that no one taught him, mm-hmm. how to watch film, the ways you do it from the inside out, that type of thing. And, you know, that's the type of instruction that, you know, the Bears didn't provide at times for Caleb Williams. And I think it's a massive indictment on, you know, that staff.
This is ESPN senior writer Seth Wickersham. The book American Kings, a biography of the quarterback, is publishing in September. The article that we are discussing with him are excerpts from Caleb Williams' dad, Carl Williams, talking to him about his son, the draft process, and then what happened afterward. So we have the quote here that you have from Williams, Seth, saying, "I don't want my son playing for the Bears," Williams told several agents in 2024. Mm-hmm. After that reported discussion where Caleb Williams then told Carl he didn't want to nuke the city, were the words that he mm-hmm. used. He didn't want to go against this city. What became Carl's attitude?
He was supporting his son, but he was skeptical. I mean, you know, look at, you know, Carl Williams on Twitter. You know, you can Google it, but, you know, he would tweet things that were, you know, things that made the coaching staff look bad. So it was pretty obvious, you know, how he thought the season was going, and, you know, they didn't play well. I mean, everything he thought could happen, sadly, did happen. I mean, he saw it coming, and that's one of the reasons why he was so passionate about his willingness to take bullets and do what was necessary for his son to have the best chance of success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.